Stevens Point lies in the Central Sands region of Wisconsin, a landscape made up of sand, gravel, and boulders.
We're a very glaciated area here. The glaciers have defined what our topography looks like. When the glaciers melted, they left behind a very important water resource and a very important soil resource.
They ground up northern Wisconsin and Canada into sand, and we're sitting on what was the rummage sale of the north end of the continent.
The rocky, sandy soils in the area were low in fertility, but immigrant farmers brought a tradition of growing one crop that did well in sand, potatoes.
Stevens Point's the urban focus of Wisconsin's potato industry. When the railroads came in and they get loaded on a car and go to Chicago or wherever, suddenly you had the world at your door.
Everyone was a potato farmer. They raised potatoes as a main crop. Schools had a potato vacation when it was harvesting time, and you got 2 weeks off when we were all supposed to help your mother and dad with harvesting the potatoes. Every day we had potatoes fried, baked, cooked. It's the way everywhere. I don't think there ever was a dinner made without potatoes.
To celebrate the success of potato farming, Stevens Point had their first potato festival in 1936. The prize-winning bushel of potatoes was sent to President Franklin Roosevelt, and a potato queen was crowned. The humble potato had gone from farm table staple to a source of community pride. In good years, farmers on the Central Sands grew enough food to feed their families and sell the surplus. But periods of drought created hard times, as the sandy soils quickly dried up and potato yields went down. After World War II, farmers began to take advantage of a new lightweight aluminum piping to irrigate their crops.
The whole operation is quite simple. The sprinkler line distributes water for about 2 hours or more, then it's disconnected, carried over to the next location, and reassembled. It just couldn't be much simpler.
We started to irrigate potatoes in the early 40s out of a stream about a quarter of a mile away from here. And at that time, we thought the yield increase was dramatic. In other words, we got up to 250, 300 bushels per acre, which was double what we were used to getting.
Early irrigation was basically out of ponds, or specifically, they were called pits. They were dug with steam shovels and large backhoes.
Portable irrigation transformed the farms of the Central Sands area, which now joined the agricultural revolution sweeping across the country. The UW-Madison Hancock Research Station, located south of Stevens Point, helped farmers apply the latest research and technologies.
Their mission is to serve the local farmers in the kind of farming that they do and help them figure out how to address problems. They keep farmers up to speed on what's the latest and greatest with potato and vegetable production. They basically extend their research to the local community.
The Hancock Field Days are almost as good as farm auctions and funeral suppers. We have a chance just to get together. Then the researchers present what they've been doing, and they cue us into what's going on.
With help from the Hancock Research Center, the farms of the Central Sands flourished.
It really was a bit like discovering gold when we realized sometime in the late 40s and 50s that down there was a big body of water, the aquifer.
In the late 1950s, growers used a new drilling technique to put in wells capable of pumping up much larger volumes of water for a new type of irrigation.
Perhaps the biggest evolution was the invention of the center pivot, and it has defined our part of the state.
It's basically a set of pipes whose center point is in the middle of a circle that goes around in a circle and waters your crop.
Irrigation brought stability. It largely impacts the vegetables. And that's potatoes, it's green beans, it's peas, it's carrots, cabbage, and it would transform the value of the field and its production two or three times. About the same time, commercial fertilizer became possible. The yields, again, from 40 hundredweights to 100, 150, add the water, just remarkable.
Like everything in life, there are pros and cons. And the great thing about Central Sands agriculture is that we grow wonderful crops, and these crops contribute to the Stevens Point economy. Along the way, we have learned when you apply fertilizer and chemicals to sandy soil, that some of those excess chemicals can end up in the groundwater. In the 1980s, we had a professor here at Stevens Point. His name was Byron Shaw. His students discovered a pesticide in groundwater that was a byproduct of potato production in the Central Sands. And so then the problem had to be addressed. Well, it's 30 years later, and we've figured out ways to grow potatoes without this particular chemical.
It's all a developing science. There's new ways to deliver the product that may be easier, simpler, cost-effective, maybe even more ethical.
With irrigation, university research, and generations of hard work, Central Sands farmers made Wisconsin into the largest producer of potatoes east of the Mississippi and one of the largest vegetable producers in the country.
We still have that love affair with the potato.